Here at the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention, we've got Jimmy Taylor with us today. Jimmy is vice chair for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board for the coming year. And Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about, you got involved a little over a year ago now as far as into the officer chairs. Why the interest in stepping up and being part of that particular part of the CBB?
Well, Ron, the beef industry has been very good to myself and my family. And by being part of this organization, it's given me a chance to give back to the industry. Being an officer, you spend more time, but that's just that many more opportunities to give back to something that's very dear to me. Now, our board is made up of 101 members from across America. There's about 60% are cow-calf producers. 25% stocker feeder, 8% dairy, and 7% importer. And they're from across America, like I said, and to be honored in such a way by my peers is very humbling.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about some of the things that kind of jump out at you that are important accomplishments, and how the dollar head beef checkoff has been invested on behalf of the producers that you represent.
You know, there's so many. One thing that comes to mind that could affect me any day and other producers are our issues management team. They're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if misinformation comes out about our industry, or we have, say, a BSE outbreak somewhere, they're right on top of it. You know, that information, if they're not on top of it and the other information is out there and allowed to run freely, that can do a lot of damage unless we quickly get on it and get the correct facts in front of the folks, and they'll know both sides of the story at that time. Another AR that's very important to the bottom line of all cattlemen is USMEF, United States Meat Export Federation. You know, domestically, we're having record beef demand. Been very good. But as good as that has been, our international markets are on fire. We had never topped $800 million in a month in value and in exports. Since the year has started, the 11 months that we've got information on, we have topped that 8 out of the 11 months. We've topped $800 million 3 times, $900 million 3 times. We set an all-time record in August by going over $1 billion and then beat that record in November by having $1.05 billion in exports. And that adds to everyone's bottom line that whether you're exporting or not. You know, used to, before I knew the facts, I'm thinking, well, how does that affect me? You know, I don't export cattle, but the person that buys yours does. If you take them all the way through, you're going to realize that if you sell them as fats. So that market adds over $400 to a fat animal. And like I say, if you don't do it yourself, the guy who buys them from you does, so he can pay more for your cattle. Also, that market is going to set an all-time record this year. The previous record was $8.33 billion in 2018. We're going to exceed that by quite a few dollars this year. It's projected we're going to have $10.5 billion in sales. Hadn't got the December numbers final yet, but it looks like it's trending in that direction. We've got three countries that are going to go over $2 billion apiece. That's our number one market, Japan, South Korea, and China. And the other thing that's new this year, we're going to sell over $1 billion in beef variety meats. And those, Ron, are the things that we don't want over here, like liver, tripe, tongues. You know, tongues over here are worth 30 cents a pound, rendering value. They're up to $11 a pound in Japan. Wow. So we can add value to each animal by getting the right product to the right country.
One of the things that we've used checkoff dollars over the last couple of years especially has been this conversation about sustainability. Now, it kind of goes back to that issues management, I know, but that sustainability is such a hot topic among a lot of people.
It is, especially among our consumers. And that's the way we've got to think. The people that buy our product, they're more and more every year want to know where their food comes from. Mm-hmm. Who raised it? Did they raise it in a humane manner? Did they raise it with safety in mind? And, you know, farmers and ranchers have always been sustainable. If we weren't sustainable, we'd be out of business. You know, we've always taken care of the land. My dad taught me that leave it in better shape than you found it. So I, like all my neighbors, we're always working to make our places better. And like I say, that's more and more important to consumers that buy our product every year.
Finally, you mentioned consumers. We've really reached out with the checkoff dollars in recent years, almost exclusively with digital. There's a couple of exceptions here more recently, but that has been how we've really touched the lives and gotten into their lives on a regular basis.
Yes, that digital marketing is very important. Now, I'm not as techy as the younger people are, but you've got to market your product in different ways because, you know, my generation, the baby boomers, think of things in a different way than millennials do. So you've got to have all kinds to market to everyone. So that digital marketing is very important. One AR that you see that used, the Northeast Beef Promotion, up in the northeast part of the United States. There's 72 million people up there. They've got, for every cow they have in that area, there's 14 people. You know, in our area, it's probably less, you know, it's flipped. We've got more cows than people. It's probably a little less than four to one person. But we take some of our dollars where we're high cattle population and send them up to the northeast where it's high people population. And through this digital marketing, we target consumers up there, target medical professionals, dietitians, and try to get our message out where they will view beef in a good light.
As you have the opportunity to talk to neighbors, or obviously a lot of folks all across the country that are cattle producers, men, women, kids as well, what you know, when they ask you questions about the checkoff, what are the two or three things you're really trying to get across to them?
That when they send their dollar up here, we do everything we can to get the biggest bang for the buck. Refer to another AR, Dr. Glenn Tonser from Kansas State University. He does an AR or a project, think of it as a project, that's called the Meat Demand Monitor. And he surveys consumers every month and gets their opinion on what's important to them, what's not, and gets that information back to us. So when we look at projects to do, we can look at that information and see where the biggest bang for the buck is, and we'll put those dollars in that place. And I guess if I had to tell them one thing, that we're very frugal with our money. We're wanting to get the biggest bang we can for that dollar and put it in places where it will do the most and create beef demand so their cattle that they sell will do the best they can.
Okay. Jimmy, thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you, Ron.